Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
If he goes to the Dodgers, good luck. You have zero shot of beating them in the next 10 years.
That's stupid. You know that.
It's a best of seven series.
Yeah, anything could happen.
And they may not even get there.
Evan,
how many times have they gotten picked off in the playoffs, dude?
Okay, my point is that if he pulls
zero
an A-Rod
shot.
And he signs with a team like the Rangers now, like a team that's whatever, they're not close to winning, he went somewhere where they're not going to be a competition. If he goes to the Mets, if he goes to the Dodgers, the Astros, somebody that you compete with.
Yeah, but it doesn't mean you quit. Doesn't mean
no,
you
I'm not saying you quit, but my point is you are weakened, so you could pivot to whatever the heck you want,
those,
you're not going to be as good.
First of all, here's why I disagree with you. All the teams you're mentioning are National League teams.
Yeah.
Like, that would actually be my bet. That's what I'd want if I'm a Yankee fan.
But you have
to
win the World Series.
Against one National League team. Against one team that you may not even get there. Like, it's the playoffs. The Dodgers finally got back to a World Series after having better teams than the one they had this year.
Yeah.
To act like they could not beat the Dodgers or they would even guarantee to face the Dodgers is a fallacy.
No, it's not. Because
did the Dodgers make the World Series last year?
No.
Did the Dodgers make the World Series the year before that?
No.
Did the Dodgers make the World Series the year before that?
No. All right.
And the Dodgers were the best team in the National League basically every one of those years. So the idea that if he went to the Dodgers, which he's not, but okay, for the sake of this argument, oh, wow, this is horrible for the Yankees, I'd prefer him go there. That's one team in the National League. Who gives a rat's
ass? Take out the AL Central and give me the team that the Yankees beat in October.
That doesn't
in the
matter,
Arizona.
Though.
Yes, it does,
I know
Evan.
This is the Met fan argument. It's meaningless. It doesn't mean anything.
Right, because it... What makes you think, I mean, maybe the Orioles are going to be better. Maybe the Blue Jays are going to try to go all in or whatever the heck we call in all in these days. But it doesn't mean that the Yankees all of a sudden are blocked to getting to the World Series.
Dude, I'd prefer him go to the National League if I'm a Yankee fan. Like, that's the stupidest argument
I've
ever heard.
If he goes to, say, the Orioles,
I gotta
now
compete
you're screwed.
With him. Yeah, then I got to compete with him. Or Houston was a good example, so I walk that back. Like, of course, if he goes to the Astros, that's horrible. It's not going to happen. But going to the Dodgers or going to the Mets, other than the psychological aspect of it, It's better. It's the National League.
Nah, I disagree with that.
Which part?
That part. I think no matter where he goes, it's thinking you're losing your
best
player.
No. Don't hear me wrong, okay? Because now I'm not. Look, you can't lose him. All right, losing him to anybody sucks. Okay, period. Stop. Right, we're all in agreement.
Yep.
You can't be outbid for Juan Soto. Pause. If he leaves, there are certain locations that are worse than others. Being the Boston Red Sox. That'd be worse. The Toronto Blue Jays would be worse. The Cleveland Guardians.
The actual world champion that you eventually have to probably get through is worse because they're already stacked. I agree with Tommy.
No.
He's insane as he is.
Because it's like you're not paying attention the last 5 years. The Dodgers have been stacked and they've gotten tripped off every single
and now,
year.
You're acting like it would be a guarantee
you'd have to get past them.
All Sean is saying is that they're not going to get tripped up.
How do you know
they
that?
They just added Otani. If
what
you
does
add
that
Juan
mean?
Soto,
they have Otani who didn't even pitch.
You guys watched the playoffs.
They have Yamamoto who pitched okay in his first year. They're going to go get Sasaki this year who's going to be dominant.
Right, this ain't the same Dodgers from 3 years ago.
The Dodgers have been the elite level team and sometimes they get picked off early. And also, even if it is the Dodgers and you guys are right, that just cancel the baseball season, they've won the National League. And by the way, cancel the regular season, you're probably right. They're a lock to make the playoffs. But the idea that they're a lock to get to a best of five? That's like you guys haven't watched a series.
Hold on a second. If Juan Soto...
I don't care if they have every great player in the world. It's baseball.
If Juan Soto signs with the Dodgers, every fan base will be depressed.
That's not what I'm saying.
Because they will feel like the Dodgers over the next 10 years are going to be unbeatable.
But you guys aren't listening to what I'm saying. They could win 120 games. It's baseball playoffs.
Right. Yeah, no, they could get picked off. My point is,
it's likelier than not that they will. They get picked off every year.
If Juan Soto
almost got picked off this year.
Evan, in the American League, if Juan Soto is a Red Sox.
Wow, you forget that the Padres.
They almost did. Look, if Juan Soto
this is delusional, crazy talk. I agree that it would be devastating to see him go to a team that already has these stars. But the idea of cancel the season is one of the dumbest sports opinions I've ever heard.
Evan, if you're
this
the Yankees,
basketball, bro,
you now have climbed the ladder to get there. The Dodgers now have become your oh my god, will we ever beat them foe? They may not be there if the Yankees got to World Series, no doubt about it.
Right.
However, if they are there and they haven't gotten tripped up, mm-hmm. I stare at that and go, they got through the NL, we're staring at them, and how are they going to lose? How are they going to beat this team now?
So even if they are there, and you'll be a heavy underdog, that's one team to go through. If he's in an American League city,
then it's still one team to go through.
The odds are higher. You'll have to go through them because they're in your league.
But he won't be teamed up with Shohei Ohtani, Freddie Freeman.
I get that. They wouldn't be as powerful of a team, but you'd have to see them more often and likely have to go through them.
Right.
Tiki understands what I'm saying.
I do.
I do too. I just think you're wrong.
You just have to face them less. You have to beat them one time. That matters.
If you made a power
rank, as opposed to multiple times during the regular season and likely in the postseason.
Yes. In fact, let me ask you to this way. You lost Juan Soto. Absolutely sucks. Obviously, the Yankees should not be outbid. It would be unacceptable to be outbid. Juan Soto's left. And I'm going to give you a list of the preferred teams he could go to. Okay? And here are the list. Here's the teams. The Orioles. Okay? The Orioles.
Okay.
The Guardians.
Okay.
The Blue Jays.
All right.
Or the Dodgers.
The least I want him with is the Dodgers.
That's ridiculous.
No, it's not.
Those other teams are in your division.
But they're worse rosters, and I'm more confident I'm getting through them.
It doesn't matter.
Yes, it does matter. Yes, it does matter, Evan.
No, it doesn't.
Evan, I get it. I understand what you're saying. We are Yankee fans, and that's arrogant, and that's thumb your nose.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And that's better than, and I can apologize for it, but it's the truth. They just got to a World Series versus a loaded Dodger roster. If Shohei Ohtani signs with another American League team, it will sting, it will suck, but there's still one team the Yankees have to get through. Maybe they have to get through him every year, and that's fine. Putting him on the World Series champion, basically what looks like the Golden State Warriors adding Durant, I'm sorry, would be the worst thing for Yankee fans because it would feel deflating to constantly get there. Go, here come the Dodgers again.
It would feel deflating. I get why it'd be bad for baseball.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually not your worst scenario. That's all I'm saying.
Don't tell me what my worst scenario is.
I'm being honest with you. Hey, like you see it year after year. This is the fear that Met fans will have if they have a great regular season, and you guys will have. You could have the greatest regular season in baseball. It doesn't assure you anything. You got to get hot at the right time. And look, the Mets were able to do that. It was unbelievable. They got to the NLCS. But baseball, especially with the bye and the division series only being five games, it's a risky proposition.
How do you stay so calm, too? You say things, you irritate me, you can make me fly off the handle. How do you do that? Is that a talent?
I think I have a talent, T.
Yeah. Because it's not his team. That's why.
Yeah.
That's
I'm pissed
why.
Off now.
Oh, no, I disagree.
Why are you pissed off?
Because I can't believe he's telling me I shouldn't fear the Dodgers if they sign Soto.
No, but now, Tiki, here's why you're wrong about it not being my team. This baseball opinion I have would be, if you could find the equivalent with the Mets, I'd have the exact same opinion. Get the guy out of my division. Get the guy out of my league.
Yeah.
I don't care what team it is in the American League or how good they are. I don't think it's the greatest comparison, but let's just say, Juan Soto. No, let's just go with Juan Soto. Ask me where I would not want him.
Mm-hmm.
Where would you not want Juan Soto?
Nationals? My league.
Nationals?
My yes. The Nationals, the Phillies, the Dodgers in the league, the Braves. I prefer him stay with the Yankees over all of those scenarios because it affects me less in terms of winning. See, I care about winning, and I also understand that in baseball.
Why are you so frustrated by that?
Yeah, because if Juan Soto leaves the American League, the Yankees will still be the best team in the American League. And I'm going to put my chips down that they do the things Tiki said, build the roster, and constantly get through the American League. We just lived a five-year window where we couldn't beat one team, the Houston Astros. Now, I'm looking at Major League Baseball, and if it stands right now, the one team I can say that what's holding me back from winning a championship is beating the Dodgers. And if the Dodgers then are already great and take our best team, I'm confident the Yankees could go to like four straight World Series. And if they're sitting there in three of them, we're not going to beat them.
So, but why do you think the Dodgers are going to be so great? First of all, Freddie Freeman's getting old.
Bingo.
Juan Soto's not.
Neither is Ohtani or Mookie Betts or Yamamoto.
Is constantly injury prone. Mm-hmm. So I know what you're saying. He's the greatest thing in the world, but he's been hurt a lot.
Dodgers awesome.
Dodgers the most overrated thing going.
They would have Juan Soto.
Mookie Betts is not that he's getting up there in age, but I mean, he's great in moments, but is he the best player in baseball anymore?
I mean, he's pretty damn good in the playoffs.
Okay, but that's not what I'm talking about.
Mookie Betts is also going to be in his 30s. Like, he is getting older. He's 32 years old.
So, like, I know what you're saying, but the Dodgers aren't going to be this juggernaut into perpetuity, right? Maybe they're four more years of this.
Okay, but think about those four more years. Now, do Aaron Judge and Garrett Cole's age in 4 years?
Yeah, but no. Go back. Tiki's actually making a great point.
I think he's totally making a great point.
The Dodgers are the most. I get they won the World Series, and you fear them now. Let's stop acting like they're unfreaking beatable. Okay, I don't know if Walker Buehler is going to be back. Yamamoto may be overrated.
Yeah.
Let's see if this kid even comes to the United States and how good he even is. Tyler Glasnow is a walking freaking injury. That's all he does is get hurt. Like, pipe down about this.
Wouldn't you agree that this Yankee Judge Cole windows the next 4 years?
I'm not. That's not what I'm talking about. We're talking about the Dodgers. Why you guys are so afraid of them?
Because there will be the biggest obstacle in the next 4 years. Not a team in the American League.
They're probably not, because you're probably not going to have to face them. They're going to get picked off here and there. They're going to get picked off by the Mets. They're going to get picked off by the Phillies. They're going to get picked off by the Padres. They almost did. They were going to lose that series. You're just damaged by what just happened to you. And I understand. And for that, I have compassion. Do you want me to hug you?
No,
come
I don't.
Over here.
No,
give me
you
up.
Don't wear deodorant. You can stay over there. Yeah, I'm not going in there and hugging you.
Bro, you need a hug. You're fearful of the Dodgers. The Dodgers are not that scary. And they kicked my team's ass.
I'm only fearful of them if they sign Juan Soto. I'm not coming
in
there.
Stop it. I want to hug you.
Evan, I'm not coming in there.
Sean, I feel bad for you for the first time. You're damaged.
Now I feel bad about myself that you feel bad for me.
I actually do feel bad for you.
Now I'm damaged.
Look at me. Am I a confident sports fan, Teague?
Yes.
No, I'm not a confident sports fan. Wrong answer. Am I a confident sports fan?
Oh, I thought you meant sports host.
Sports fan.
Yes.
No. Let me tell you something right now. I'm going to say this to you. I'll say this to you, Tommy. Positive Tommy, my ass. I'll say this to you, Tiki. And I'll say it in a freaking camera.
Can you sit down your biceps for the first time ever? Look intimidating.
Mm. I am not scared of the Los Angeles Dodgers. Okay? They do not scare me. They do not. No, I'm. Oh my God. If they had enough. Shut up. They finally got hot at the right time. And if anyone knows my cousin, I do. I'm afraid of Dave Roberts again? Okay. Okay, cool. Oh, I'm afraid that Shohei Ohtani, coming off Tommy freaking John surgery, is going to be unhittable? Okay. Mm. I'm afraid of Tyler Glasnow is going to be healthy now all of a sudden? Great. Blake Treinen's going to take a job in the Trump administration. He don't even want to pitch anymore. I made that part up. I'm not afraid of the Dodgers, and neither should you. So everybody's got to pipe the hell down. Cool.
Well said.
Thank you.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.